Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I know when you look in the mirror, what you see, looking back at you, that person, that being, hey, who is that? That can't be me. Wait, that is me. Or I have a twin, clone, twin. It's all the same. It's all the same. But what you're saying, necessarily looking back at you, isn't what the world, what other people, what the person beside you sees. They could see something completely different, or maybe the same. Then it's not just the visual as well. It's stuff that you can just project out. Something you're projecting. There's something that invisible that you are releasing, and they are picking it up. What's that called? Telltale signs. Well, that's not what it's called. Anyway, I don't know what I've done as of late. I don't know what I'm doing different. Well, I just don't know if I'm just running across or coming around people who just assume. And you know what they say when you assume? It's still. And there's a lot of reasons why I say this, because it's not just one something that happened. It's something else that happened. And it seemed like it's just increasing. It's not decreasing. It was not leveling off. It was not going away. And I'm not doing anything different. Sure, there's definitely a thought process that's changed. Yeah, that word again. Thought process. I mean, seriously, I want to become a mouth breather, and I'm still trying to do that, and I'm still have my sights on that, and that's definitely a goal of mine. That's the variable, I want to say. It's got to be. I mean, really, it's got to be. That's the only other thing that I can think of that's different. I've been affiliated. I've been doing stuff with VDG Sports for about 10 years now. It's not like I just started. It's not like we just got together and said, hey, you know what would be cool? You know what I want to do? All right, let's do it. Yeah. Magic. Or just snap my fingers and be like, whoop. Okay, up here. Snap again. Disappear. But hey, that's not why you're here. And the main thing, there are a few things, but the main thing that really brought it to my attention, and the main thing that really set it off for me, was I got this like note brochure kind of thing on my door. You know, it's normal. People leave brochures all the time. You know, you get the brochures like, come to this place at this time. You will be accepted. And, or there's another brochure to say, hey, work out. Try this insert gym. 1 month free, bring a friend. Oh, there's another brochure where want pizza? Then, of course, there's the other brochures where it's just food delivery. Those are normal things that people leave on doors, especially meet at this spot. Come as you are, leave a changed person. Those are the typical ones that I expect. And sometimes they even knock on the door and give you the brochure and put it in your hand and say, hey, come with us. And then that's when I quickly retort, can I put on clothes first? But that's not why you're here. The brochure I'm talking about, and the brochure that really brought all of this to my attention and definitely have me confused. Got me confused because I'm not doing anything different. I'm not projecting anything out. I'm still thinking the same way. I'm still the same person, other than the whole mouth breathing thing. That's the only variable. Everything else been constant. The only variable. Wanting to be a mouth breather and failing miserable at that. That's it. So I get this brochure, and this brochure is on the door, and I kind of look at it. I kind of pay attention to it because I'm like, you know, it's the same brochure. I get these same brochures all the time. It's some food you want me to eat. It's a pizza. Maybe you want me to come visit your place, work out, bring a friend, regular type brochures. But this one was not the same. This one was different. I looked at this one, and this one was about having a personal cleaner, maid service, and what have you. Last time I checked, I'm okay, but maid service? That's what I'm projecting out. I'm that guy now. Maid service. I'm that guy. That person. Okay, what's next? What's next? Me just being out and somebody just randomly giving me a business card? Hey, that could happen, right? Actually, it did happen. And that was the second thing that pushed me into the direction of thinking to myself and just sitting back and being introspective in a dark, dark corner with all the lights out. Not meditating, but thinking. So yeah, I randomly see somebody and they give me a card, and this business card is about transportation, a personal driver or personal drivers. You know, to take me to the airport for every time I need to go to the airport and I don't want to drive. I don't want to be messed around in the traffic. I don't want to deal with people that don't know how to use turn signals. I don't want to deal with people who don't even know what a turn signal is. Hey, just call up this number. Personal driver on the way. And I'm not talking about Uber. And I'm not talking about Lyft. And I'm not talking about any taxi. Personal transportation. My very own personal driver to take me to the airport. To take me to parties. You know, parties. I go to parties all the time. I have to attend and go to parties. I have to be social in that nature and mingle with, I know what you're thinking, the commoners. Yeah, right? I have to go and mingle and banter and get information and get some insight, what's going on in whatever sporting world I'm dealing with at the time. Yeah, okay. Nights out? But isn't nights out considered parties? Apparently not. See, I don't know stuff like this. And I don't know stuff like this. Why? Why I don't know stuff like this? Because I'm not that guy. I'm not that person. But apparently, I'm getting there. or I am already there and I just don't know it. Parties and nights out are two different things. Parties is just me going out and just, you know, mingling, me going out and getting the information I need on the record. Nights out, that's me and my crew.
Say what? Okay.
Correction. Me and my, air quotes, entourage going out. Because, you know, everybody in this position, everybody that's on this level, we got entourages. Entourages got 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30 peeps down the row and ride. Hey, you with me? You pays for nothing. You with me? You pay for nothing. You on my team now. I eat, you eat. I drink, you drink. I dance, you dance. Hey, we link together. Entourage. So nights out is for my entourage. Yeah. I know what you're thinking. You're probably asking yourself, when did you get an entourage? Hey, when you find an answer to that, please inform me. But let's not get sidetracked here. Concerts. Because you know you need a personal driver for concerts. Concerts are crowded. Concerts are packed. I'm not the entertainment. I'm not the talent. So I'm not up on stage. I'm backstage or I'm up in the front row or something. And when it's time to go, when it's time to leave, I don't want to have to drive traffic again. Come on, traffic. And why drive when the transportation service offers helicopters? Probably planes too, but I didn't bother looking at the card that much longer. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Who wouldn't want their own personal aircraft? Well, to borrow a personal aircraft or have someone drive them out of concert traffic. You know concert traffic. It's 1,000 times worse than regular traffic. Because now you have a bunch of people who should not be driving because they are drunk and don't drink and drive. Bad. So yeah, this transportation service do concerts too. Because I always attend every concert that's worth attending. And right there should let you know how it is and how it goes down. And there was something else that was also on the card that kind of took me aback. Tours. I don't even know how to respond to that one. Tours. I can get or kind of wrap my head around the airports, the parties, the nights out, the concerts. Tours? Isn't that just riding around? Okay. I don't want to think too hard about this, but one of my 30 plus members of the entourage, can't they just have a car or vehicle to ride me around in or drive me around for quote unquote tours. Yeah. See, I'm sorry. I'm starting to put too much thought into it. I'm just going to pull back and say, okay, tours. Pulling back and just saying tours. Tours, okay. Tours. This is why I am off in a dark corner with the lights out, just trembling, thinking to myself, what did I do? What did I do? Why all of a sudden now I'm that guy? I'm the maid service. I'm the personal service guy now. Yeah, come in, clean up my spot daily. Do everything for me. I ain't got time for that. Driving, you know how much I love driving. Hashtag sarcasm. Drive for me. In fact, how about I pay you an undisclosed amount of dough just so you can just roll me around for a few hours? Let's do some tours. That sounds pretty exciting and fun, like an adventure that would never end. Give it to me. Bring it. Let's go. And matter of fact, make sure this ride is big enough for my crew? Oh, no, not crew. Entourage. Because that was something else that I noticed about this transportation company and a personal driver. It's not just limo service. They have an array of vehicles. Sedans, SUVs, super stretch limos. It didn't just say stretch limo. It said super stretch limo. I mean, a limo isn't a limo unless it's super. You put super in front of anything, hey, that's what I'm about. Hummer was on there. Vans. I mean, me being who I am, you know me. You know me. I saw vans and I'm thinking shoes. Oh, vans? What? I get the fresh new vans every time some come out. What do I do with the old ones? Do I just trade them in? You do shoe service too? Then I had to stop and, you know, think. And it's like, oh, vans. Yeah, vans. I don't think the vans, good idea. That's a little too creepy. Vans, I'm already kind of, there's no kind of. I'm already upset and disappointed that I'm projecting this out and people feel this way about me. Now, vans? Yeah. Should I just go ahead and sign up?
Can I go there? No, don't go there.
I'll leave it at this. Vans, no. Don't want to have to sign up for something. Google is your friend. And there's like limo buses. When I saw limo buses, I kind of got, oh, there's the kind of again. I guess I'm just throwing a kind of in this time to be politically correct. Politically correct's out the window on this one. I saw limo buses and I was PO'd. I was pissed off. Limo buses. I can get a stretch limo. No, correction. I can get a super stretch limo. But only get a limo bus? Not a super stretch limo bus? Man, come on. You giving me this card, you already know how I roll. And you think I'm gonna find this acceptable? You think I'm gonna find this acceptable that I don't have a super stretch limo bus? You only offer limo bus. So how me and my 40 members in my entourage are supposed to get around in just a limo bus? You just gonna have two of them? I can't be separate. We can't be separated like that. When I eat, they eat. When I roll, they roll. Extremely pissed off. Extremely. Then it was a full, at least you got full-size charter buses. I guess that's for the quote-unquote tours. Hey, tours. Sounds pretty interesting. Tours. I really, truly didn't think that my ambition to become a mouth breather and all his energy and all of this time I've put into wanting to become a mouth breather, I didn't know I was going to be projecting that guy, that out there to the rest of the world, where, you know, I service personal transportation. I'm surprised someone haven't offered to cut my food up for me and, you know, chew. Force me to chew. That's next. Hopefully I'm wrong. But I didn't know being a mouth breather, wanting to be a mouth breather, what put me in this position. This position is new to me. I don't understand it. I don't get it. That's not me. It's not who I am. I have 64 crayons and 2 packs of 24. Give me some paper. Give me some construction paper. Give me something where I can just draw. Draw, color, hey, even a coloring book. Woo, just do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I'm happy. I'm good to go. I'm fine. I'm ready to conquer the world and take on the day. Crayons, hey, that's all I need to get by. I don't know where the rest of this stuff come from. And speaking of crayons, it's time to, can we just go ahead and fast forward to the World Series or fast forward to the MLB playoffs? Go ahead and get that out of the way so we can all be concentrated on football. Yeah, I know the international stuff's going on right now, but it'll be over with. There's so many exciting games that's coming. Cricket, you know how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that. Anyway, I just want to take this time to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's not that show. It's extra, extra. Gotta go.